This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. It is by the blood of the Lamb that the world has been redeemed. It is by the blood of the Lamb that your soul has been redeemed. It is by the blood of the Lamb that I have been redeemed. Oh, not because I'm a priest. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Oh, it started at baptism and faith. Oh, I had no faith, but the church had faith for me when I was baptized at 40 days old. I don't need another baptism. I was brought into the kingdom of God when I was 40 days old. But I'm telling you, as I started to grow up, I was brought into the presence of God, even as a child. I loved Jesus. Oh, I went to church, and I went to church when they had adoration, and I would be there sitting before the Blessed Sacrament as a child. Oh, I remember looking for what we called 40 hours devotion that every church once a year exposed the Eucharist for 40 hours. I was looking for that day to come. And when it came, I would be with Jesus as he shows himself through Eucharist. Oh, yes. I was drawn as a child by grace. Oh, it's all about grace. It has nothing to do with positions. You see, I'm a priest. But I don't tell Jesus I'm saved because I'm a priest. I tell Jesus I'm saved by the grace of God because of the blood you shed for me. That's real. Oh, that's real. I remember one priest giving his witness. And his witness was he died and went to God. And God said to him, "You're going to hell because as a priest, you did not serve the people. You're going to hell." And immediately, our Blessed Mother showed up and she said to her son, "Jesus, Jesus, why don't you just let him live and give him to me, and he will be able to do the things that you want him to do." And so that's exactly what happened. Jesus gave the priest to his mother. He went back to the place where he died. He wasn't dead anymore, but he started to live for Jesus Christ. His priesthood was for Jesus Christ. The proclamation he made was Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, he had a near-death experience. Our Blessed Mother showed up. I tell you, when the priest gave that witness, I believed every word. Every word. Now he was an apostle proclaiming the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Oh, God knows how to touch people. Today, he wants to touch the discouraged. I tell you, for me to do this broadcast, I've never had so much trouble. But you know what? It's because God the Father, through his gracious Son, Jesus, wants to bring hope to the discouraged, hope to those who are discouraged. You must know that discouragement is the walking stick of the devil. He loves it when we are discouraged. He loves it when we are discouraged. But I tell you this, the remedy to discouragement is the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus Christ is the remedy to discouragement. That you go and put your head on the power of the cross. Put your head, even now in your mind, put your head on the cross and allow Jesus to take away that discouragement. It is not of God. It is not of God. God doesn't want you discouraged. You know what discouragement means? To take heart out of. The Lord doesn't want to take heart out of you. He wants to give you a new heart. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to take your heart from you. He wants to give you a new heart. But you need to cooperate with the Lord Jesus Christ. Cooperate with Jesus. Turn over your life to Jesus. Let the blood cleanse you from sin. Get to confession and dump those sins at the power of the cross. Oh, yes. Saturday is the day that most churches have confession. Get to confession. Get the garbage out of your life. I don't care if you haven't gone for 42 years. Go make a good confession and give your life to Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. At St. John the Baptist on Saturday from 12 to 2, we have priests hearing confessions. People bringing their garbage, their sin, to put it on the cross. Oh, yes. And many people come because they know the power of the sacrament of confession. But you say, I'm not telling my sins to a man. Well, read your Bible. John 20. Jesus said this, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. I tell you, he wasn't talking to the people. He was talking to the apostles. And you know what? He's given the priest the power to remit sins by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, it's real. It's absolutely real. But I'm not going to tell my sins to a man. Oh, well, when I go to confession, I'm not only telling my sins to a man, I'm telling my sins to the Lord Jesus Christ, who forgives you, who said, whose sins you remit shall be remitted, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. This is real. That's why the sacrament of penance is something that many people won't go. I won't tell my sins to him. I tell you, I go to confession. You want to know why? Because I have sinned. But I also know when I leave confession, that burden is gone. White as snow is my heart and my soul by the grace of the living God. It's all about the grace of the living God. It's not about me, and it's not about you. Come to the cross. Come to the crucified. Give your life to Jesus. Do not allow the devil to discourage you anymore. Do not allow that no good to discourage you anymore. Take up the cross, look at the crucified, and know that the blood of Jesus has cleansed you from sin, cleansed you from discouragement. Oh, yes, that's the word of God in Jesus' name, and we need to proclaim it. My Savior has died for you. My Savior has bled for you. My Savior has taken discouragement from you as you put it upon the cross. Bang it in. Discouragement. I bang it in on the cross of Jesus Christ. You took it to yourself. You said, when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men to myself. He took your discouragement. Let it go today. Let it go today. Let it go today. This message is for you. You are not called to be Mary discouragement. You are not called to be Paul discouragement. You are called to be Mary filled with the Holy Spirit. You are called to be Paul filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what you're called to, not discouragement. The word discouragement means take the heart out of. The devil's walking stick is discouragement. That walking stick, oh, so many times, touches all those people that are very sensitive. Sensitive. Use your sensitivity for the kingdom of God. Don't allow the walking stick of the devil to touch you any longer. Give it up today. Bang it to the cross. Bang it to the cross. Nail it to the cross. Give it up today. It's not for you. It's for you to proclaim that he died and bled for people, that he died and bled for you, that he has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. When I went to Jerusalem, I went to the tomb of David, and David was in his tomb. I went to the place where Abraham was buried, and Abraham was in his tomb. Oh, I went to the place where Paul's head was cut off, and his dead, he's in the tomb. But then I went to the place under Calvary, to a tomb that was empty. There was nobody in the tomb because he has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. And he can do all things for you, to you, through you. For he is the risen Lord, who has still the marks of crucifixion on his hands, but they are glorified. They are glorified. Oh, yes, he said to Thomas, come and touch my hands and do not be an unbeliever, but be a believer. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Oh, when the priest raises up the Eucharist, I say, my Lord and my God. When he raises up the precious blood of the Lamb, my Lord and my God. Oh, yes, that's who he is. My Lord and my God. That's who he is for you. Your Lord and your God. He is not dead. He is not in the tomb. The tomb is empty. He is glorified at the right hand of the Father right now. And guess what he's doing? He's interceding for you, for you, for you. Your prayer partner is Jesus Christ. He is the one interceding for you and for me. Oh, yes, that's who my prayer partner is when I have no one in the room. My prayer partner is Jesus, who takes my sins on the cross, who dies and raises from the dead, who ascends to heaven, and who now intercedes for you and me. at the right hand of the Father. Your prayer partner is the Lord Jesus Christ, who intercedes for you. And he does not say, I don't want you. No one who comes to me, he says, shall ever be rejected. Oh, Jesus, the great high priest, interceding for you, that you would give your life to him, that you would let go of the past, that you would let go of the bitterness, that you would let go of the shame. He died for all those things, but you need to let it go. Me too. We need to let it go. It's wonderful to let that garbage go, because you know what? If you keep the garbage naturally in the earth, maggots come out. Oh, yes. I don't want spiritual maggots in my soul. I want Jesus to take all the garbage that has come upon me. I want Jesus to take it and bring good out of it. For to those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. That's all things, not some things, not many things, all things, A-L-L, all things. So what you're going through today, he's going to work it out for the good, for the good, for the good, so that you would proclaim the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I remember when I was giving the talk, I was not a priest. There was a woman in the second bench. I don't even remember where it was. It was on the South Shore near Plymouth. And this woman's face was shining like the sun when I was preaching. I wasn't a priest. At the end of my talk, I went up to her and said to her, I love the way your face shines while I was preaching. She said to me, for years and years and years, I had a face filled with depression and discouragement. Years and years and years, she said, but one day, I went to Jesus. And guess what happened? I got the smile on my face. Oh, I'm going to let that smile be real wherever I go. I don't have to try to smile, because Jesus took my discouragement. Jesus took my sins. Jesus took it all. Oh, I believed every word that she said. Every word. She had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what you need today. You need an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. You need an encounter with Jesus. You need to pour out your soul to Jesus. You need to give up that discouragement. You need to give up all that garbage that you're carrying, and spiritual maggots have been growing. Oh, yes, get the alcohol of the Holy Spirit to come on those miserable maggots, those miserable maggots. Oh, yes, he could give you a new life if you want it. If you want it, it's all about desire. What do you desire? Not what do you earn. Not what you can do, but what do you desire? I desire him, the one who died, the one who rose, the one who ascended, and the one who prays right now as an intercession, as the great high priest. I desire Jesus. That's who I desire. I'm not telling you I desire to be a bishop. I don't. I'm not telling you I desire to have 50 million people listening to me. I don't. I desire Jesus. And I desire to proclaim him wherever I go. That's what I desire. And you know what? I'm going to places, and I'm going to preach the precious love of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell people they don't need to be discouraged. They need an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what you need. How do I do it? Oh, it's so simple. It's so simple. He says, I stand at the door of your heart, and I knock. Revelation 3:20. I stand at the door of your heart, and I knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and dine with them. I tell you, he's dining with me in my spirit, in my heart. He's there. He doesn't leave. Once we've asked them in, he's there. He doesn't leave. He just waits for us to believe that he's there and to use our hands to pray over people, to bless people, to pray as the intercessor Jesus prays for you. He asks you, lay your hands upon people. One person said she laid her hands on somebody's head, and the priest said, only the priest could do that. Oh, no, anyone can do that who believes in Jesus. I laid my hands on people's heads from 1968 to 1978. In 1979, I became a priest. But my hands were laid on people's heads. And if anyone ever told me, you can't do it, I would have laughed and said, Jesus told me I could do it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. It's so simple. Do something today for Jesus. Get out of your discouragement today for Jesus. Go pray for someone today. Lay your hands upon them, and your discouragement will go, and you will feel better, and the light of the Holy Spirit would begin to fill you, to fill you, to fill you, to fill you, and to fill you more. Let me tell you, this broadcast, it was the hardest thing to start. It was the hardest thing to start. The devil didn't want it. But you know what? Jesus conquers. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners. So please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.